The Anchorage Assembly voted unanimously last night to approve the first commercial cannabis business in the municipality to move forward, setting the stage for crops of legal marijuana to be planted in the weeks ahead. The step is one of the first meaningful tests of the local approval process in the state. But as Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, the body held up another permit from Passage in a sign local officials want the final say in determining which businesses will be allowed to open.
Assembly members were basically triple-checking the applications by two prospective cannabis-growing businesses. The two applicants have already both been green-lighted by the state, as well as Anchorage's Planning and Zoning Board. And when Assembly members discussed the first application, submitted by Green Dream Farms for a conditional land use permit, they were extremely impressed.
This is the most detailed business plan I've ever seen. To top this one, it's going to really take something.
Assemblymember Pete Peterson was hardly alone in heaping praise on Green Dream. Owner Justin Rowland says he and his business partners have invested around $250,000 into the venture just getting it to this point. And part of that includes legal advice to get the application aligned with state and local codes. Rowland says the local approval vote was one of the last major hurdles.
So basically, we haven't completed the project to build out the facility. We've been waiting, especially on special land use, to complete the project because we didn't want to put that kind of investment into the project without knowing that we were going to be good for that location. So we complete that now, we'll get plants in the ground, we'll get state inspection come in, and then we'll be growing.
Though Anchorage's review criteria for the municipal license is similar to the one used by state officials with the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, some prospective businesses see it as an unnecessarily burdensome step. The Fairbanks North Star Borough, by contrast, has no local license requirement, and its planning commission has approved dozens of prospective businesses. Rowland says his company expects to have cannabis products to sell come January 1st and already has prospective clients. First, though, they'll need their local permits approved, too. But the night's second license review didn't go as well. Several assembly members objected to issues raised in the business plan brought forward by Bryant Thorpe of Arctic Herbery, specifically that his location is near residential properties and that he plans to eventually apply for a retail license in the same location. After a lengthy discussion, the assembly referred the application to a committee focused on community and economic development for a closer review. And what followed was a motion to refer all future cannabis applications to the same committee. The idea being that a smaller, more technically minded body is able to better assess whether or not a business applicant's vision meshes with local standards. Assemblymember Patrick Flynn was excused from voting after disclosing that he owns a small stake in a cultivation business that'll be coming before the assembly in the near future. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.